Hey friend, I am so glad that you're here with me today to have this conversation about forgiving yourself. It's a conversation that I have often with my one-on-one coaching clients. I also have lessons about this inside of my course, Untangle Your Thoughts. And it's really something that I find women have a hard time with. Why? Because I'm a woman and I definitely sometimes have a hard time with the things that I've done and reconciling that, and just even believing, you know, do I deserve forgiveness? And the thoughts that can easily come, you know, the condemnation, the shame, the guilt. So today I'm going to share with you this thing, the thing that we really need to grasp in order to forgive ourselves. So that is what we're going to be talking about today. But before that, I want you to know that I am still accepting one-on-one coaching clients right now. Specifically, I do Christian mental health coaching. So if you are feeling as though you're frustrated, you want to set boundaries, you feel like you have these intrusive thoughts, or you feel like as though your thoughts are constantly spiraling and you don't understand your emotions and your feelings, or you just have anxiousness, or you want to learn better stress management, I am here to help. And more importantly, we can learn more about each other by booking a free 20-minute consultation on my website by going to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, you can check the show notes because the link will be right there for you to click. Again, jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching to book a free one-on-one 20-minute consultation to learn more about how I can come alongside you as a Christian mental health coach. Okay, let's get into this topic now about forgiving yourself. Hey, friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I just want to know if you've ever thought that you have to get yourself right before you go to God. If you're raising your hand, I want you to recognize that it's easy when we carry this belief to isolate ourselves. When people hurt us, or when they make mistakes, when we make mistakes, we isolate ourselves from friendship or really any kind of connection that could hurt again. And there's nothing about mistakes that feel good, right? It's the last thing that we want to do, but it's also something we can't seem to let go of when we do. We convince ourselves by saying something like this: "See, I'm never going to get it right." You might say something like, "What's the point anymore?" Right? As we try to keep ourselves from drowning in self-loathing. But when we forgive ourselves, we heal with compassion. Okay. And this compassion isn't self-focused, but it's led by the Holy Spirit. A proper relationship with ourselves starts with a proper relationship with God. If we are always judging ourselves by our performance, then we will have a horrible relationship with ourselves and live under guilt and condemnation. So, what I teach about the mind and the body in relation to scripture isn't so that we can become experts in ourselves. Like the goal is not to become an expert in yourself. We don't actually get better. It's that the Spirit gets stronger in us. This is all an invitation to know the Father more. We want to become experts of His heart. I've been recently working with one of my coaching clients, and we've been working through a lot of beliefs about God because we're seeing, as she's unpacking, how much her beliefs about God is impacting the rest of her thought life. Let me just give you a kind of overarching example of what I mean by this is when she's made mistakes in her life and then the consequences come, there's often this belief that God is punishing her. So anything that is not good, she believes that God is punishing her. Now, there's so many sides to that, but there is a belief that God is only the punisher. Okay. And we have been working through helping her identify where this belief came from. Why does she believe it and how it's impacting the choices that she's making? But most importantly, I want you to hear this, how it's keeping her in bondage. So as I'm working through this with my coaching client, she's becoming more aware of why beliefs matter. So as we're walking through forgiving ourselves, this is how we do it. It's receiving forgiveness. See, one would argue that we shouldn't have to walk through forgiving ourselves because it's not in the Bible. We are forgiven and we receive forgiveness for our sins through Jesus. And all of that is true. Releasing our shame and guilt, it doesn't hinge on our ability to forgive ourselves because we can't take that place. We can't repay that debt. So our freedom from the strongholds, which is really what has a stronghold on us, we carry, it comes through the cross's power. So that's how our freedom comes. We cannot set ourselves free from any sinful habit we have in our lives because Jesus already set us free. And that's why when I'm working with my coaching clients on this is that nothing they can do, this outside behavior is going to set them free. Because we've been trained in this world of instant gratification. If you lose 10 pounds, if you look this way, if you just please everybody, make everybody happy, then you'll be free. Well, that's not how you're going to get set free. It's that Jesus is the one who sets us free. So it starts from the inside out. We are not striving to be set free. We are renewing our minds to stay free. Through scripture, we see two types of forgiveness, the forgiveness of our sins and the forgiveness of others. Colossians 3, 12 through 13 shares both with us. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Ephesians 4, 32 also shares, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ forgave you." What I have learned in my own life of walking through forgiving myself, because I'm always honest here. I've made a lot of mistakes that I am not happy about. There are things that I do with my mouth, meaning things that I say sometimes on a daily basis that I am saying, "Lord, forgive me. Lord, I don't want that. Lord, create in me a clean heart." So what we need to work on with ourselves is receiving compassion and love from God for ourselves through the mistakes that we make, knowing that we live in a fallen world and we do sin. So once again, this doesn't excuse our behavior where we bend towards, you know, hyper grace, where hyper grace says it doesn't matter what I do because I'm saved by grace. In these coaching sessions with my clients, I will often break down this belief that we carry, that this is another belief, that God just wants you to love Him and his people, but disregard ourselves as if we're nothing. Because a lot of the coaching clients that come to me and that we work together, I see this common theme that they believe that they're nobody, that they believe that they don't have any value, even in God's eyes, because we're just supposed to love him, love people, and treat ourselves like garbage. And that is not true. Although we are nothing without him, that doesn't mean we treat ourselves as if we don't matter, because he is the one that made us matter, that gives us any kind of value. So this whole like love God, love his people, but treat yourself like garbage and like you don't matter, it's just not true. It's not true. Therefore, we hold this tension of being kind to ourselves without being self-indulgent. We get to be proud of ourselves without being prideful. We can say and believe kind things about ourselves without being conceited. I feel as though we just hear this message all the time that if we take a compliment, then we're being conceited. If we say nice things, we're being conceited. Are we not supposed to speak kind words? The words that come out of our mouth, aren't they supposed to be uplifting and edifying? That is not at the exclusion of you. We know, okay, I don't have to tell you when we are being prideful or when we are being conceited. But to simply say that you like something about yourself is not being conceited. To say that you are proud of something that you have accomplished is not to say that you are proudful. And to be kind to yourself is not you being self-indulgent. Now, is there a pendulum to this, like anything in this world? Yes. And what I mean by that is just we can swing to freedom, into slavery very easily. So how do we receive this practically, right? Because forgiving ourselves starts with receiving forgiveness. That's it. This is how we forgive ourselves. We have to fully believe, and not just believe and know in our hearts, but receive what Jesus did for us and really believe that he loves us. So as we practice God's compassion and grace, we will begin to see really the Lord's goodness meeting us in our daily efforts. And here are just a few examples. We can't forgive ourselves, but we can show compassion, patience, kindness, and gentleness toward ourselves in the healing process through our choices. We can use kind words toward ourselves. We can learn to be patient when we are learning and don't make the right decision. We can be gentle with our pain instead of shoving our pain away and putting it somewhere else. So today, I just want you to take a few moments to reflect, because maybe this episode wasn't what you thought it was. Maybe you were going to get all these steps of what to do, but it always comes down to something that is simple from the Word of God, but that feels so hard and not easy, is that receiving what he did on the cross and believing he did it for us and not just everybody else. And that comes down to what we really believe about God and his character and nature. So as you take a few moments to reflect, I want you to think about if it's difficult to forgive yourself through this process of receiving forgiveness. Why or why not? What is the hardest part of the process for you in forgiving yourself? And I want you to think about this one. How would your actions and attitudes change if you forgave yourself? And I want you to get very specific when you're thinking about this. Again, do you have difficulty forgiving yourself? Number two, what is the hardest part of the process for you when forgiving yourself? And number three, imagine, think about, how would your actions and attitudes change if you forgave yourself? And I want you to close your eyes, imagine that. Get specific. This is where it starts. It's not a 20-step process after that. Like, this is going to be a journey, but this is where it starts, and it starts with a choice. And most importantly, it starts with our beliefs, because our beliefs impact our behavior. If you need help processing through this, two ways you can get started. You can get my course, Untangle Your Thoughts, or number two, you can book a free consultation to work with me one-on-one and really go deep to the roots to find the freedom and peace that you are seeking when it comes to your mental health. And as always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.